Welcome to Coke World. Please join me at this first station. It says begin here. Hi. I'm Doc John Pemberton, inventor of the original formula for Coca-Cola. I was a pharmacist in Columbus, Georgia. Before that, I was a Confederate colonel in the Civil War. Next, I got wounded in the war and, like many soldiers of the time, I became addicted to morphine. I didn't want to be addicted. So in 1885 I tried making a less addictive substitute. I called it French wine coca. I sold it as a patent medicine in local pharmacies. French wine coca contained alcohol and ground coca leaves, which is the basis of cocaine. Next. The medicine was selling okay until Atlanta prohibited alcohol in 1886. So I took the alcohol out of French wine coca and used carbonated soda water instead. I began selling the Coca-Cola syrup to soda fountains in Georgia. Next. The name Coca-Cola comes from two of the main ingredients, which are coca leaves and cola nuts. Next. My bookkeeper, Frank Pemberton, is the one who changed the K of cola to a C. We trademarked the logo in 1886. Next. I sold the business to Oscar Candler in 1887 as my health began to fail. I died a year later. Next. Candler is the father of the modern Coca-Cola Company, which he incorporated in 1892 in Atlanta, Georgia. Next. In just 7 years, Candler had spread the sale of Coca-Cola syrup to soda foundations in all U.S. states. The soda foundations would add carbonated water to the syrup and serve the drink in a soda glass. Next. The demand was so great we started building syrup factories in Atlanta, Dallas, and elsewhere. Next. In 1894, Joseph B. Dunharn in Mississippi had a great idea. He put Coca-Cola in a bottle so people could take it with them. Next. Here you can see the first bottle of Coke. It had a rubber stopper that changed the taste of the drink unless you drank it in 24 hours or less. Next. The classic Coke bottle that you recognize first appeared in 1915. It really hasn't changed much since. Next. Coke became really big business at the turn of the century. In 1899, Benjamin Thomas and Joseph Whitehead of Chattanooga, Tennessee, bought the rights to be exclusive bottlers of Coke in the U.S. Next. We shipped the syrup to their bottling factories. They added the carbonated water, bottled it, then distributed the drink to towns, cities, and villages all over the U.S. Next. Within 20 years, the number of bottling plants grew from only 2 to more than 1,000. Coke was sweeping the nation. Next. The success caught the attention of Robert Woodruff, a serious businessman. Woodruff bought the business from Candler for $25 million, which was a lot of money in 1920. For the next 60 years, Woodruff led the company. Next. What did he lead it to? World dominance. Coca-Cola became the number one selling soft drink in the world and has stayed that way all these years. Next. One of the first things Woodruff did was impose quality standards on all Coke bottlers and distributors. This guaranteed the product would be the same no matter where you bought it. Next. Woodruff also introduced the six-pack. Now people could buy even more Coke and take it with them. Next. Woodruff invented the open-top cooler so ice-cold Coca-Cola could be sold in grocery stores and the workplace. This was the earliest form of the Coke vending machine. Next. Woodruff made all soda fountains, which were very popular back then, sell Coke in their own glasses that said Coke on them. He was a branding genius. Next. Woodruff's most important accomplishment was to create a way to distribute Coke worldwide. He established the Coca-Cola Export Corporation. This helped Coke to become one of the largest corporations in the world. Next. Coke has partnered with the Olympics. Next. Coke then began buying up other brands to distribute, like Minute Maid, Sprite, Fanta, and Fiji Water. Next. Today, Coke products are sold in over 200 countries, with 50 billion servings a day of Coke products. Thoughts 1 in 5 of every drink, every day. Next. After all these years, The formula for Coke syrup is still a safely guarded trade secret. The formula is kept in a vault under close guard at the Coke Museum in Atlanta. Next. Supposed live Coke formula was leaked in 1979. But nobody knows for sure. The only thing certain is that Coke is the world's number one soft drink.